Welcome to the Way of Christ Ministry. I'm Brother Harvey Smith, and I just wanted to take some time, first of all, to tell you how much I appreciate you tuning in and listening. These first few that we're doing here is, and actually this one is, a sound reproduction of one of the written blog posts we have on the Way of Christ Ministry. It's actually way-of-christ.org. That is an HTTPS site. So make sure that you put that in there when you go to your address bar in your browser. Otherwise, you may not be able to find it. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the death of James, the brother of Jesus, who was a leader of the Christian church in Jerusalem. James, the brother of Jesus, he was not a believer of Jesus as the Son of God until Jesus was resurrected. James was a devout man who also was known as James the Just. In fact, Clement of Alexandria and Hegesippus both wrote epithets that refer to James as the Just. He was a devout man who demanded the respect of both Christians and Jewish leaders. Once converted, James is believed to have worked in the early church at Jerusalem with the Apostle Peter, also known as Cephas. The Encyclopedia Britannica explains, James, the brother of Jesus, may have been a natural fill-in for the martyr of James, the son of Zebedee, recorded in Acts chapter 12, verse 2. James appears in the book of Acts as the apostles to have been an influential member of the church council in Jerusalem. Paul the apostle received counsel from James when he was returned to Jerusalem, and Paul lists James and Cephas as the pillars of the church in Jerusalem. Peter also, when he had been released from prison in Acts chapter 12, told them to go and tell James. Peter's singling out of James puts an emphasis on James and shows the importance of James to the early church in Jerusalem. James died around 62 AD. Christian historians put his death in Jerusalem, where he was martyred for his faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Eusebius, a 4th century Christian and historian, chronicles three different sources of the death of James: Clement of Alexandria, Hegesippus, and Josephus. All have different views or versions of the martyrdom of James. Hegesippus' version is the one Eusebius judges to be as most accurate, so that's the one we'll share with you. He records, "And now Caesar, upon hearing the death of Festus, sent Albinus into Judea as procurator. But the king deprived Joseph of the high priesthood and bestowed the succession of that dignity to the son of Ananias, who was also himself called Ananias. Now, the report goes that this eldest Ananias proved to be a most fortunate man, and that he had five sons who all had performed the office of the high priest to God, and who had himself enjoyed that dignity for a long time formerly, which had never happened to any of our other high priests. But this younger Ananias, who, as we have told you already, took the high priesthood, was a bold man in his temper and very insolent. He was also of the sect of the Sadducees, who are very rigid in judging offenders above all the rest of the Jews, as we have already observed. When, therefore, Ananias was of this disposition, he thought that now he had a proper opportunity to exercise his authority. Festus was now dead, and Albinus was but upon the road. So he assembled the Sanhedrin of judges and brought them before the brother of Jesus, who was called Christ, whose name was James, and some others, or some of his companions. And when he had formed an accusation against them as breakers of the law, he delivered them to be stoned. But as for those who seemed the most equitable of the citizens, and as such were the most uneasy with the breach of the laws, they disliked what was done. They also sent to King Agrippa, desiring to him to send Annas, that he should act so no more, for that what he had already done was not to be justified. Nay, some of them went so far as to meet Albinus as he was upon his journey from Alexandria, and informed him of what was that it was not lawful for Annas to assemble the Sanhedrin without his consent. Whereupon Albinus complied with what they said, and wrote in anger to Annas, and threatened that he would bring him to punishment for what he had done. On which King Agrippa took the high priesthood from him when he had ruled there but 3 months, and made Jesus, son of Demas, high priest. Tradition holds that James was brought to the temple and confronted on whether he believed Jesus was the Messiah. James's stance on that belief, that Jesus was indeed the Son of God, infuriated the Sanhedrin, and James was punished at a high place by being pushed off a high place of the synagogue and then stoned. It's reported that James prayed for his attackers the same way that Jesus did, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Then his head was carved in by a club. It was smashed. James, the brother of Jesus, had once doubted Jesus as the Messiah. He probably felt at one time that he was crazy, and he was ashamed to call him his brother. This James, who believed and followed the law of Moses to the last dash and dot of ink that had been given, gave his life for his belief. A belief that Jesus is indeed the Son of God who takes away the sins of the world. And I hope that that's an encouragement for you. I hope that's maybe a little more information than what you may have known about James, the brother of Jesus, and the writer of the book of James. Until next week, or we hope that you are kept well by the Lord, as the apostles say, grace and peace to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.